This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have today a conversation about the Advance Conference. And joining us today are Alan Quigley, Amy Cordova, and Joe Ligon. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about this. What is the Advance Conference? What's it for? Talk about that.
Yeah, well, the Advance Conference used to be called the State Evangelism Conference.
Right.
And our methods for advancing the gospel require us to really focus on taking the gospel forward. Instead mm-hmm. of just receiving encouragement at the meeting, we're trying to provide opportunity and atmosphere in which people can grow beyond just being encouraged into actually taking something home and putting it in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole idea is we've got to advance the message of Christ to our state. And so we're encouraging people to come join us for the purpose of learning and in being encouraged to advance the gospel in our state.
Very good. Very good. The theme this year is gather. What are some things that y'all are seeing that make that theme particularly meaningful for this year?
Well, I think that what I've noticed is our pastors are telling us that the people are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a slow return to the church through the pandemic, and most of our churches were saying that they were at 50 to 75%. A lot of our churches today are back up close to the numbers that they had prior to the pandemic, or just below that. And so people have come back together. The whole idea of gathering is that we need to come together, but mm-hmm. not just to come together for fellowship and even for just worship.
Right.
But we need to come together to re-engage ourselves in the mission of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at taking the church that has gathered into a focused attempt to take the gospel forward. So we're gathering for the purpose of advancing the gospel.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you've had a chance to travel around the state. You're speaking in a lot of churches. What are some things you see in terms of evangelism that are encouraging or challenges you see that might be celebrated or, you know, addressed at the conference?
That's a good question. I think Alan's right about the theme of gathering. COVID hurt our churches in ways that we didn't know was happening at the time, and I don't think we really knew about it shortly thereafter. It's becoming more evident all the time. You know that God didn't create us to live alone.
Right.
We were created for community. We were created to be together, to gather.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea, this notion of gather for our Advance Conference is spot on because of the absolute need that people have to come back together. And as they come back together, they get to come back together to encourage one another to advance the gospel,
mm-hmm.
which there is the name of the conference in itself.
Yeah.
Part of what I'm hearing, interestingly enough, is that there were a group of people in the church that stayed. There were a group of people that had been in the church that left. And a third group that hadn't been coming to church has arrived at the church. So that the whole notion of the pandemic and the challenges of that and the unknowns of that, I think, were sufficient enough to cause people who had not been connected to the church, that had not gathered with the church, to come and check this out, to come hear the gospel, to come see what church is about. Is it real? Are the relationships there vital? And so I think that's a big move that's happening in our state right now, and it gives our churches an opportunity to speak into people that perhaps they haven't been able to before and to build relationships with people that perhaps they haven't been able to before.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a critical time. I think it's a great time and a great opportunity, but it really is a critical time for our churches in the state.
Yeah, very good.
Chris, if I could
sure.
just add to that, one of the things that Dr. Ligon has encouraged us to do is to develop a emphasis for the gathering. And we're calling that emphasis the one emphasis. It's a 5-week emphasis in which the people who have come together at the church would be able to walk together through directed preaching of certain text, mm-hmm. And then there'll be Sunday school lessons provided for those 5 weeks for the church, and then daily devotions, five family devotions each night. Amy has actually been on the task force that has written that. And so, Amy, is there anything about the one strategy that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, it's a great curriculum that we're developing for pastors, small group leaders, and family devotionals. And so it really is surrounding unity in the church and bringing about people together. Some healing needs to take place, some confession and repentance. And the Word does that so well. And so we'll be dwelling on Philippians and the church there and how Paul was urging the church to come together mm-hmm. as one. And we're also covering Ephesians in that. And so it's going to be a great curriculum that they can use any time in the year, a 5-week curriculum. So whether they want to use that in the spring or some other time during the year, we'll have that available free mm-hmm. to our churches.
Right. And Amy, aren't there some other opportunities that you have for women and other leaders?
At the Advance Conference?
Yes.
Yes, we'll have opportunities for women. They'll be able to go to any breakout that really is inspiring to them. Maybe it's a topic on outreach. So whether that's neighboring, we mm-hmm. have so many churches doing great things in the realm of refugee work. We have a great need for churches to gather together
timely.
And mm-hmm. surround around really our Afghan neighbors in Oklahoma. And then also foster care is another great one.
Right.
And so we'll be covering ways that we can serve people in our community around us. And then also some ideas to gather women together that is in an evangelistic way that they can reach women in their community through events.
Now, the Advance Conference typically has a lot of focus for pastors and people in the church who are leading in evangelism. Talk about the speakers and the program this year.
Well, the exciting part about this year is that it is going to be Oklahoma Baptist. We have one non-Oklahoman that will be speaking. He's a vocational evangelist, Bill Brett, mm-hmm. One of Oklahoma's favorite evangelists that's utilized around our state, mm-hmm. well known. But the rest of the speakers are all Oklahoma Baptist pastors, and they're coming to us from all sections of our state, mm-hmm. all sizes of churches. And they're evangelistic pastors who have been leading their church to advance the gospel, and so they're going to be speaking to us. This is an opportunity that we have as Oklahomans to talk to each other about how the gospel can go forward in our state without just we all enjoy hearing the national speakers,
right. mm-hmm.
but sometimes those national strategies don't always communicate to the people in our content,
right.
and so our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are our people talking to us about what's working in their part of our state, whether it's a rural area or a metropolitan area, whether they're going after the low income or ethnic group, however they might be approaching the gospel to segments of our state, they're going to talk about what's working. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a great opportunity to do that and to hear that.
You know, it really is good to hear Alan say that, because I'm gonna tell you, and you guys know this, Oklahoma has some of the best pastors, most creative church leaders, incredible communicators anywhere in the world. And the fact that we get to hear our own at this Advance Conference should be an encouragement to all of us and an excitement that is birthed in our spirit about what is happening in Oklahoma and how it can happen in our hometowns.
Yeah, really, I'm proud. Proud Oklahoman, and you know, we punch above our weight in a lot of ways. Like a third of the International Mission Board's affinity leaders are from Oklahoma, and we have many of our leaders serving around the country. So Oklahoma has got some of the cutting edge and setting the standard for many other churches around the country.
Yeah.
What are some, in your experience as a pastor, as you've come? Talk to the pastor who maybe hasn't been to the Advance Conference before. What are some takeaways? What should a pastor expect when he comes to the conference?
That's a great question. I think one of the challenges of pastoring um, is is although pastors are around people all the time, it's very easy for pastors to become isolated. And that's a dangerous place for anybody, particularly yeah. pastors. I think it's true of pastors' wives as well.
Yeah.
Amy, they can become isolated. So one of the great things that happens in the Advance Conference is that pastors get to come, church leaders get to come, pastors' wives get to come, and they get to hang out with folks that are in similar situations they are in, and encouragement is birthed out of that. So that's one thing I would say. You need to come so you can hang out with some pastors. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you need to come because you're going to hear some great preaching, and that ought to fire your soul a little bit to hear some of these guys preach and what they're going to talk about. It ought to be a great encouragement. But the third thing that I would add to that are the breakout sessions, which is really kind of the practical aspect of the conference. It's the place where the nuts get put on the bolts. And we're going to have a lot of really good breakout sessions. I know Amy has some great things planned that will be a part of that. And then on top of all of it, you get to go to the where the exhibits are, and chances are there'll be some Dippin' Dot ice cream there. So who wouldn't want to come for some Dippin' Dots?
It's worth the price of
admission. Amen.
Those aren't cheap.
Amen.
No. It's worth the trip alone.
Oh, sure. Get some Dippin' Dots at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So the Advance Conference is at First Moore, and it is January 24th and 25th. It's a free conference. Anybody can come. There's the speakers and there's the other ministry, but aren't there also breakouts and stuff like that?
Yeah, so the way that the conference is arranged is that there's three sessions on Monday. Mm-hmm. The first one start at 9:30, and then another one will start at 1:30, and then the evening session. And then the next morning, on Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. we'll start at 9:30 with breakouts, and we'll have the opportunity to go to two of 20 different choices that you will have breakouts on Tuesday morning, and then we'll end with the afternoon session. And so those breakouts, those 20 breakouts, are going to be led by, again, Oklahoma Baptist, and they're going to be dealing with some specific issues that you can take back and utilize in your church. It may make you aware of some opportunities. Mm-hmm. For instance, Oklahoma Baptist has just brought on Ricky Thomas to be our community ministry evangelism leader. And Ricky is a church planner in Northwest Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. or Northeast Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. excuse me. And then he has been utilizing community ministry to advance the gospel mm-hmm. with and to grow his church. Mm-hmm. And as I watched what God was doing through him and through the efforts that he was making in his church, I thought how we needed to see that happen in our state. Mm-hmm. Churches in Tulsa have been using community ministry evangelism, like Church That Matters, mm-hmm. and Rusty Gunn is going to be one of our speakers at the conference. They've been seeing success in that. So a lot of our churches through the pandemic that were using evangelism were doing it through community engagement. Mm-hmm. They were going out and providing milk and food for people. Mm-hmm. And then at taking the opportunity not just to provide the physical need, but to address the spiritual needs in people's lives. And so we saw great fruit come from that. Ricky will be helping churches of all sizes and all parts of our state figure out ways that they can connect their church to community ministry evangelism. In fact, he was just telling me yesterday that he has a rural church that has decided that they're going to adopt their school system. And so they can adopt the whole school system because it's a small system where some churches in the metropolitan area may have to just take a school.
Right.
But through that, learning how to meet the needs of the people and also share the gospel. But we have things that will take you from doing new works like that mm-hmm. to just really encouraging you with some of the everyday advancement of the gospel through just being an evangelistically strategized congregation. Mm-hmm. And so like Joe's going to do embracing rural Oklahoma mm-hmm. and talking about strategies that work in rural Oklahoma versus mm-hmm. the metro area. And a lot of those strategies are similar, but they contextually need to adapt to the community that they're in. And then while men and women can choose to go to any of these conferences, in fact, Amy has talked to us about the neighboring breakout that she'll be hosting. That sounds like it is hosted by Amy, and it is something that a lot of women's ministries are embracing, but there may be some pastors who want to know more about that.
Right.
So they'll be invited to go to that. And there'll be some ladies that will want to go into some of our other breakouts because they'll want to, maybe they work in Sunday school or they work in the children's area, mm-hmm. and they want to be a part of one of those breakouts to be able to get exposed that way. So those 20 breakouts, they'll run 45-minute sessions. There'll be a break, and then it'll run again. The same breakout will run a second time. So you'll get to choose from two. Our Hispanics are going to do breakouts in Spanish. They'll also have the ability to hear the messaging on Monday night and Tuesday afternoon in Spanish, as we'll provide interpreters and headsets for them to be able to participate in that. And then our ethnic groups as a whole, there'll be a group of African-American pastors that will be doing a breakout, and our Native American affinity leader, Emerson Falls, has agreed to do one to help the Native church reach Natives in Oklahoma as well.
Now, about the sessions, I did want to mention that it's not just preaching in all the sessions. There's also testimonies in those sessions as well. And Laura Perry is one of my sweet friends. She has an incredible testimony, and the women have heard it at Women's Retreat, but we want to bring it to the main stage at the Advance Conference. She was in a lesbian lifestyle, and the Lord really— And she grew up at First Baptist, right? And and was in an alternative lifestyle, but the Lord drew her heart back to Him. She surrendered her life to the Lord and has completely changed her life around. And in fact, from a transgendered lifestyle as well. And so it's just really neat to see what God has done in her life. And
powerful testimony.
Yes, very, very powerful. And so we're excited for her to share on the main stage this year, too.
Another testimony that is a dramatic testimony, it would be a dramatic presentation with staging, is Adam Mask, the pastor at Community Baptist Church in Coweta. And he came out of the prison system, and now from the prison to the pulpit is basically his testimony. But I think both of these are going to show us that we shouldn't give up on anybody with the gospel, that that there is nobody that is beyond God's reach. And these testimonies are going to be celebrated.
Coweta is one of our churches that has exploded during the pandemic, and to see what God is doing through Adam and his wife, even through foster care and reaching their community, it's quite incredible and inspiring. So people will want to hear that and be a part of it.
You know, also, I think all the speakers and presentations, breakouts and everything, those are important and, you know, vital. But also the, like you talked about earlier, the fellowship time, because there's lots of people, there's those side conversations of pastors talking to pastors about things that have happened and are, you know, that are going on that they're adjusting to. So there'll be a lot of iron sharpening iron besides just the workshops as you go there and times of fellowship and everything. Any other thoughts about the conference?
Well, when you talk about opportunities for fellowship, there'll be an afterglow on Monday night for those who would like to stay. There'll be some snacks provided. And then we're going to have the presentation of Caleb Freeman's documentary that is just being released. And so it'll be a time for a relaxed time for fellowship with some refreshments. And if you don't have any place else to go that evening, if you're just going back to a hotel room, this will be a great time to interact with your friends around a documentary about another life change that was unexpected, but one that will absolutely encourage your soul to be to see what God has done in Caleb's life, and just to know that this young man is one of the strongest evangelistic witnesses. That I know.
Very powerful his story, testimony. Just as a couple, you know, an evangelism team, he and his dad work really well together as well. So give us again the details of how to get to the conference, when it is, where it is, so the people who are listening can make sure to remember it.
So it's at First Moore on January 24th and 25th, beginning at 9:30 on Monday. It's kind of a come and go. There's not a sign up or a registration. You can come and participate. It's not just for pastors and church leaders. It is for Oklahoma Baptist lay leaders as well as vocational leaders. It is something that will inspire, encourage, and equip the church to advance the gospel.
Very good.
You know, Chris, sometimes pastors think I'm not going to go because I'm not going to get anything out of it. Here's what I'll promise them. If they'll come to this conference, they will get something out of it.
Yeah.
The Lord has something prepared for them that they'll miss if they don't come to the conference. It may be relational. It may be physical. It may be tangible. But there is too much going on in this conference for our church leaders around the state not to come and get something that they can take back home and put to work immediately in the field that God's planted them in.
Absolutely.
And even for the stay-at-home mom or the homeschool mom, there's childcare available. And so we would love for them to join us. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great event. They'll want to be a part of the breakouts and the sessions. And so their kids will be taken care of while they join us.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's been a great conversation. Looking forward to the advanced conference in January. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this conversation, you can find more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com or search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just look for Baptist Messenger and you're sure to find us. This is the season finale, the 2021 season finale of the Inside Podcast. We want to thank you for a good year. And we're excited about some new stuff that's coming up in the next year. Hopefully, there'll be things that you'll like as well. And so be sure to stay tuned as we take our break for the year. But again, thank you for joining us. And by the way, don't forget to subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper. Just go to baptistmessenger.com, and you can get that delivered to your house for free thanks to your church giving through the Cooper program. Thanks, and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.